Hey, it's Des. So we actually recorded this episode on July 24th, the same night that Soul Town Road dropped, and you'll actually hear during the episode where we lose our entire minds when it actually dropped. This is a lot of screaming. But just wanted to let you guys know that we had a lot of technical issues with this episode, so there are some little hiccups with the audio, so please bear with us. It took us a long time to finally get this edited. We just had a lot of problems with the editing along with the audio. It was a big hassle, but Viv and I really wanted you guys to hear this episode. So some of the things that we talked about are a little bit late, but like I said, we really wanted you guys to just go ahead and hear it because we recorded it and it was like over an hour. So we just wanted to get it out there. But we actually already recorded another episode, so that'll be coming maybe within the next day or two. So you guys will actually get two episodes for the price of one. Well, you're not paying anything, but two episodes back to back. Anyways, enjoy this episode. It's called Homies in the Back.
Welcome back to What Goes On BTS. I'm Viv.
And I'm Des.
Ooh, today marks our fourth episode, right? This is episode four. Is it
Five.
five?
I think it's
Oh, look
five.
at us. Okay, this is episode five. Look at us moving on up.
Yes.
Thank you to everyone who tunes in to watch our podcast. Thank you so
Watch.
much for your
They watch.
feedback. Oh, I mean, listen. Guys, I'm tired. We're recording this at 10 a.m., 10 p.m. We're tired, but we're gonna get through this. So bear with us. So thank you to everyone who's been tuning in to listen to our podcast. We really appreciate you guys. And yeah.
Yeah.
So shout out to y'all.
Yeah. Also, if you're enjoying us, just make sure you subscribe and share it with your friends. Hopefully you're enjoying us. I hope so. I hope we're entertaining.
We are. I can vouch for us.
When I go back and I listen to it, because usually after the day after we post, I'll go
Yeah.
back and I'll listen to it. Even though I'll edit it, but to go back and listen to it like in full and be like, yeah, we're quite hilarious.
I go back immediately, the link drops. I usually listen to it on my lunch break at work. So I have my earphones on and I'm eating and I'm listening to it. I'm just like, yeah, we're funny.
We're a mess.
Let me be Jin and vouch for us. We're funny. We're
Yeah.
very entertaining. So yeah. Yeah.
So there's that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So much has happened over the last 2 weeks, the good and the ugly. And I mean the real, real ugly.
Has it been 2 weeks? It hasn't been 2 weeks.
2 a week, a few days.
Come on, Viv. First, they're watching the
It sounds like such a long time.
it's been 2 weeks. It feels like it,
I don't know why BTS makes it. I feel like 1 day feels like a week.
If
We're
BTS.
constantly being bombarded with so much content, so many things happening. You're just like, oh my God, can I even catch my breath for a second?
Whoa. Are the wait. The consumers, they're getting tired. They're getting too tired of BTS. You getting tired? You getting tired? Because the media, they're tired. You tired? You sleep?
No, you didn't.
I'm just saying. Because media, the consumers, according to some people,
Getting tired of BTS.
It's too much.
Getting
It's too
tired of seeing all these hashtags trending on Twitter.
Much.
I know, right? It's not like you can just ignore it.
And what about the other people? Like they deserve to,
Oh my God, To be honest, exactly.
Right. Exactly. I know.
I mean, why just BTS? Like, you know, other groups everybody can trend. You know
what? And it should be BTS's fans, you know, that push for those other people, even if they have no interest in them. You know, we should be handing out participation trophies. Even if I have no interest in this artist at all, you know, I should be pushing for their content and their music, you know, even if I don't listen to it.
Exactly. I mean, why wouldn't we? When we're like the biggest fandom, like the most active fandom, like why shouldn't we?
Exactly.
I mean, after all, a win for BTS is a win for all, right?
Yes, a win for BTS is a win for all. It's our duty to do. I feel it's basically our duty as armies to, you know, push for other people. That's what, you know, army is not just BTS's fans. I guess it's everybody's fans. We're supposed to just.
I know BTS would be so proud. Oh my god, I can almost cry.
Oh man, can't even. We're gonna get to that later. Damn nerve. but yeah. Before we hop into the trash, let's talk about some good news and things that's happened.
Yeah.
So we had, it's not officially announced, but it's pretty much happening. Fila, BTS is switching companies. They're moving on from Puma and they're switching and they're going to be promoting Fila now. Not an official announcement still. There was an article that came out today. And also I saw some stuff yesterday on YouTube about it as well before it even hit Twitter. So, but ARMY had already been thinking that this was going to be happening based off of the fact that they've been wearing a lot of Fila lately. So there's that. And I feel like aesthetic-wise, this matches with them well. The way that they're dressing these days, especially like Hoseok and Jungkook, like that's their style these days. Like,
exactly.
So I feel like it matches well with them. I can't even imagine organic Namjoon in a chunky sneaker vid. I can't. Can you imagine sandal Namjoon? I love him. But he came straight from the farm. I love him so much. I love that that's the way that he dresses.
My Lord.
Really about to rock. We're really about to give you this puffy sandal, maybe a jean, maybe. Okay. Giving you loose fitted shirts, okay? Yes, he looks like he shops at Whole Foods. Not even. He looks like he goes to the farmer's market. I love Namjoon. Like, you know, just keep doing you, boo.
We love that here.
We love you. I'm for it, too. We love a sock and sandal. We love a sock and sandal over here.
Yeah, that's a trend, you know, like it never gets old.
Yep. So now I'm just bringing that back.
Even in this 90 degree weather.
Bruh. Well, no, because like, you know, when it's hot, he'll have his toes out. He got the toes. Get the toes. Lately, he's been dropping feet pics. So it's like, all right, I'm getting toes. All right.
I see. Can he drop chest pics? Like, I'm waiting for that. Like, Namjoon, when is it going to happen?
What?
Chest, like his pecs, like
I think Twitter would explode,
to be honest.
I feel like, well, BTS stan Twitter would explode and everybody else would know about it because it would be number one on trending because we would not shut up.
I knew I wouldn't. Yes, it'd
I'd have
be.
to change my icon. I have to change my bio. I'd change everything.
A mess. You know what word it would be? It would be nom. Like, y'all know. You
Yep.
know, we try to keep it PG on this podcast, so we're not gonna go all the way there. But if you are aware of nom blank, you know what it is that we're talking about. It would be trending. We would not shut up. It would be days. Okay.
I mean, forget trending. Like, if you search up Namjoon on Twitter, like, that's the first thing you see. Like, it's always one of those two searches, either Namjoon Weavers or Namjoon Nam T. It's
Yeah.
always the same thing.
Let's
And so
test
as you
that
can see,
theory right now. Because I know you're right, though. Because I've definitely done it. I've like, I search up Namjoon, and it's like, oh, there we go. And there we go.
I'm so weird. I search up every single member just to see like what's up, like what's happening in the searches. And then if it's something not positive, I'll try to like tweet out like as much as I can, like Jimin this or Namjoon this, just to clear out any, you know.
Yeah. Girl. Okay, so not right now. Not right now. Right now the hashtag is the first one is Namjoon going to jail party. Why is Namjoon going? Y'all do the most.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. That was so funny. I was dying. It was like, I think it was 2 a.m. People started trending this, and I was in bed trying so hard not to laugh. I was crying at the memes. I was dying. So funny.
What a mess. Why? Because he, why was he going to jail for posting what? For doing what?
He posted the he was he posted screenshots of him playing BTS World when you know you're not supposed
Oh,
to.
so way back then? I
Yep.
cannot. Yes, whenever he posted those screenshots, I was like, bruh, I'm not joking.
And then Weaver's gone like just hype him up in the comment section, like in his tweet. I was like, okay, we see this favoritism.
What a mess. Yeah, because let it be us. Let it be us. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I see
Puma
you.
gave us some good times, to be honest. They gave us some good pics. They gave us great videos. I'm expecting a lot from Fila.
Same. Yeah,
I
same.
mean, the first pair of shoes I bought was actually Puma shoes just because it was BTS. Like the first pairs of shoes I bought with my own money, like for my first job. That's what I did. I bought myself a pair of Puma shoes just because BTS endorsed them. I mean, Puma gave us some great pictorials. Photo shoots are amazing. The videos, everything, the quality is amazing. So I'm
Yeah.
expecting bigger things. Yep.
From Bila. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because Puma, yeah, Puma definitely came through. We got the Yoongi playing the piano. Iconic.
Oh, iconic.
That break from Hoseok. Girl. That, I feel like we, ooh, the first time I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh. That was a moment. And then Jen at the end, so funny. And then Jimin dancing a butterfly, like it, we got so much,
Oh.
girl.
Wait,
Good time.
wasn't Yoongi playing the piano when Jimin was dancing, or is this just my imagination?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Maybe no, because I'm thinking, and I'm like,
Wondering.
because they were, he was playing the piano, and I want to say
Was
Jimin
he?
was
Oh.
in the room, or was
He's
it
in
Jimin was recording, or was Jimin recording like Taeyong when Taeyong was like riding around on a bike or something? I don't know.
Okay, that one I remember.
Yeah, but the butterfly, I don't, I remember the camera just focusing on Jimin. I watched it
I can.
often.
Maybe that's an edit. I don't know. Maybe it's an edit I watched. I don't know.
Maybe
I
it's an edit.
can't remember.
Yeah, maybe it's an edit. See, and I don't watch a lot of edits, so. Yeah, I definitely remember him dancing to Butterfly in those white jeans, and something about his kneecaps were really like
popping. I was like, yo, your kneecaps are popping in these pants, fam.
Kneecaps.
Go ahead, kneecap. I see you. We love a kneecap. Okay, popping kneecap. Mm-hmm. Do your thing. But yeah. Can't wait for the feelers. I was saying earlier, in my mind, I was like, ooh. I had like a vision. I was like, Hosuk like popping and doing like ISOs in a chunky sneaker. Like, I want it. Like, I need it. Like, that's what I see. And like, if they save the ad for like fall/winter, like we can get like puffy oversized like jacket, Jungkook and Hosuk, and just get our whole. And then like maybe Jungkook will like give us, you know, the bun that we so desperately desire, and oh, and just ruin our lives. Like, just do it. Do it. I want it. Like, do it. Every time I say I want, I cannot help think of Palsy.
They be climbing her every chance they get.
Wow, but I love that though. Not that they clown her. I mean, I love the way that she says it. Because whenever I sing the song, like from the first time I heard it, I was like, I love the way she goes, I want it. She should have said it more. Good line.
Yeah, there's some good lines, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's goofy in a good way. Yeah, can't wait for that. What other good news do we have before we go into the dumpster fire?
What else? BTS's fan meetings in Busan and I think Seoul. They had an effect. They had an economic effect of roughly $400 million. So, yeah,
bowling.
It's a lot of money. God dang!
You know this bowling lot outside. It's like showbiz. I don't know why that popped in my head.
Give us that BGM. Since we have none.
Okay. Well, I mean, we do not have the copyright, so probably should stop. It was like, hold up. Let me give you my best. Jim Jones, you that Dipset. What is the crossover between BTS and Dipset? I wonder how many people even know what I'm talking about. I know we do. Like, what the heck is she? What is this a song? Did she just make this up?
No, she didn't. It's real.
A song, a bop. Oh my gosh. Bowling. Okay. So, yeah. What an impact. That's when you can truly say BTS's impact.
Yep. It's like for itself. You know, you can't, like, impact is felt, you know? You can run around saying like this person impacts this, but at the end of the day, like sometimes it's just like your impact should speak for itself. You know, you don't need people telling you that you're good to know like you're just damn good. Mm-hmm. Like you have that kind of legacy impact. So BTS is on the come up, you know? Like I feel like they're still not like they can go higher, you know?
Yeah, this is not their peak. I know people like
they just warm up, you know.
I don't think we've reached that peak.
Not yet. They're still young. They still got it, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, in the words of Beyonce, always stay gracious, best revenge is your paper. Yeah. So I feel like that's how BTS rolls through.
I like that song. I wish I could attend a Beyonce concert.
Huh?
I wish I could attend a Beyonce concert.
Yeah. I still have not, as a Beyonce stan, I still have not gone to a Beyonce concert. I will change this.
Please.
I know, right?
Take me with you when you go.
If you want to fly out here, you're welcome to. And I will.
Now that we've talked about all of the good things that we've had to say that's gone on throughout the week, and we've given you the good things of what goes on with BTS as we go through that Bangtan struggle, now we're going to jump into the dumpster fire. But before that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Yep.
Okay, we're back. So now we're going to get into the foolery that happened on a podcast YouTube video on DKDK TV's YouTube channel. If you don't know who DKDK TV is, they are two YouTubers. One is David Kim, the other is Danny Kim. Danny was the one that that led this podcast. I think he just does a podcast on the channel. I don't watch them. This was the only one I watched. And so they got popular on YouTube primarily from BTS with their Explained series, where they go through and they break down the lyrics within like a song, and break down all of the things within the song, like basically like to help out us, our armies that don't really understand Korean and don't catch all the complexities that are within like the songs. Like, for instance, they blew up off of their Explained of Dang, because Dang has so much going on. Like that video, like for armies, everybody was just like, yo, we thought that BTS put their foot in it, but like they just jumped in, they put their foot, arm, everything. Because after that video, it was like, yo, this is wild. Like, we knew that the wordplay in Dang was already insane, but that just like really boosted it. And so they really, really blew up off of that. And they also do like K-pop news, but a lot of times they talk about BTS, and they talk about them all the time. And so and then so the person that he was interviewing for his podcast was a woman named Tamar. I don't know, what is her last name? It starts with an H. Who cares? Rita Skeeter Tamale. That's what Army Scholar, because listen, Crime Papa Passes Her, she, let me give like one example, because we're not going to give her all that.
Yeah, she wrote that article about Army signing a petition against BTS military enlistment.
Yes.
And she made it seem like there were millions of us who signed this thing.
Mm-hmm.
With no context to it, like, She just took it and run. She just took whatever she could and she ran with it. I mean, anything that could give you a click these days with no facts at all, like just biased journalism. So yeah, anything that could give you a quick click, who cares?
Right. Yeah, she acted like, you know, armies really were signing a petition to have BTS be exempt from the military, which is like ridiculous. And so whenever Army looked into it, they were like, dude, it's only 7 or 8 signatures on this petition. What are you talking about? Like, are you joking? So
she just needed something to write about.
Yeah. And Viv, did you watch the podcast? Did you see it?
I watched like bits and pieces of it. I watched like some of the times where she said that she has admitted to being like, I don't know if she admitted to being sloppy or some of the things her editor edited wrong or something like that. I forget.
Yeah. But, yeah, she did say that. But the thing in particular that I was going to talk about was the fact that she brought up that article. So she brought up that article and the petition thing. And so she was saying how she basically kind of like, I guess, got attacked by armies, and she said that we armies felt like she made that up, which a lot of armies did, because they were like, it's only 7 to 8 petitions. Mm-hmm. I mean, 7 to 8 signatures on the petition. And she's, what they didn't know is that that petition was like from a year ago. It was from a year before that, and I just started writing it. And so I will say, I personally didn't see
the petition. At least I don't remember seeing it. It's been a while since that happened. But what she said was, she was like, yeah, it was like a year ago. And whenever I wrote it, it had 100 signatures. So still, so even if we're going off based off of what she said, there's still only 100 signatures. That is nothing in the grand scheme. Who's reporting?
Millions of us.
Who is reporting on a petition with 100 signatures? Ma'am, sit down. Stupid.
And who has that time?
Yes. To be
honest. Imagine like nitpicking something as like minute and trivial as that just for like a headline, just so you can get clicks. And then later when people to try, like, you know, you kind of play the victim, like, oh my God, I'm being attacked. I don't understand what for. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah, and then a lot of it wasn't even like people like attacking you. A lot of it was people being like, this makes no sense. There's no signatures here. Why did you write an article about this?
Mm-hmm.
And you sat on it for a year. Girl, ma'am. Have all the seat.
And she, I don't understand, like, why she keeps writing about BTS. If, like, I don't get her. Like, you know, like how the whole thing about how they were complaining about the fresh freight, like the fresh faces of K-pop. I'm just like, you don't have to write about BTS. Like, why do it? If you're not gonna have, like, if you're not gonna be biased when you're writing this thing. I mean, yeah. if you're gonna be biased writing about BTS, why write about them at all? Like, just to get the click. I really don't get these people. Like, no one is forcing them down your throat. You could choose to write about other groups. I mean, like, the media is proclaiming, like, there's so many groups on the upcoming. She could write about them.
Yeah, exactly. Why? But you know what? Hold on. Wait, I'm going to stop you. Because just in case y'all don't know, one of the things that they brought up in this podcast, one of the things that they discussed was that they felt that BTS was too popular and that they were giving content and that the consumers are tired and the media is tired and that the media is craving and consumers are craving new faces in K-pop. So that's what Viv is talking about. The media, that these consumers are craving new faces. So because of the way that K-pop works, usually, is that, you know, somebody comes back, you know, they have their moment in the year, and then the next person comes back, and they have their moment, and they feel like BTS is just dominating the whole thing, because they release so much content, and it's, like, exhausting. What?
I mean, I really don't get it. Like, why churn out, like, you know, like, the K-pop industry, like, it churns out, like, tons of groups, like, every year.
Yes!
There's no year where, like, these groups are not rolling in and out. And the thing is, like, people wonder why they're, like, why the West is not, like, getting, you know, attached to it or grasped by it. It's because you churn out so much of it. It's just so oversaturated.
Yeah.
Like, people, I mean, not to shade anyone or, like, I'm not saying people who stan multiple groups or anything are, like, you know, a certain way, but, you know, like, I feel like I'm just content with just stanning BTS. Like, if you stan other groups, that's fine with me. Oh, fresh faces of K-pop and all that, like, no one's forcing you to, you know, be, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Also, with the in regards to the whole fresh faces, fresh what? Fresh, oh my
God, faces. That tongue twister. Fresh,
yes, faces. Fresh faces. In regards to that, I will say that if you want fresh faces, write about them. If that because that's literally your job. You're a K-pop journalist. Then why don't you write about them? I think you're scared that you won't get those clicks. And so that's why you write about BTS. And you're mad. And it's okay. It's okay. You need BTS. And so you're going to keep writing about them. And you're, like, sitting there low-key being a hater. Because that's what you did in this whole podcast. Y'all low-key both sounded like haters. And
And that's basically what it was. Y'all sat there and were both mad, it seemed to me, my opinion, because y'all gave y'all's opinion. So in my opinion, y'all both look like haters that were mad that y'all got to talk about BTS to get some coin, to get a check. Like, if you want the fresh faces, then, like, talk about it. Danny, you got a channel. Talk about them then. Talk about other groups. You sat there and you were like, I hope BTS don't go to the military because I need more content for my channel. But then you're going to sit there and say the consumers are tired. How are the consumers tired when the only time people are clicking on your videos is if you're talking about BTS? So who's tired? Like, I don't make no sense. No sense.
And it's not even like that's just like something that I'm saying. That's something that he said. He said that if he's not talking about BTS, that he's not getting views. So I'm just saying what you're saying, sir. You're literally not making any sense. The sense that you made, none.
All right. So that's enough talking about YouTubers and K-pop journalists. So now let's talk about these VMAs. The VMA nominations that came out. So I'll let you want to take this one, Viv? I'll let you kick this one off.
Okay. God, please don't let me have to explain what the VMAs are.
Yeah.
But,
well, yeah, go for it.
All right. As some of you might not know, or, I mean, most of you do, but BTS were nominated for 4 VMAs, I believe.
Best
choreo, best what was it? Best K-pop group. What were the others?
They were nominated for best. Hold on, wait. Let me scroll through.
I'm like
trying best to collaboration. Like, best collaboration with Halsey. They had best choreography, but that's not really them. That would go to the choreographer, which was Rihata, I believe. And then, or Rihata, I don't know how to, let me not even get to try to pronounce it. I think, what?
This is for Boy With Love?
Yeah, for Boy With Love. Okay. All of these are for Boy With Love. And then it was also best art direction. Mm-hmm. And so that wouldn't really go to them. That would go to the art directors. So that was like Jin Seo Park and Bona Kim. And then, like I said, we have best collaboration and best. Best K-pop.
Perfect.
Yes. So I mean, I'll start up. I mean, I guess we should say some of these are voting categories, like the best K-pop and best collaboration. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to go onto that VMA website and make sure you go and vote for our boys.
Vote. Because we never lose anything here.
That's right. More trophies to add to the bag. That's what we need. Okay.
If we haven't like added, how many? I forget. Like, it feels like we're voting every day.
So we're voting for this. I think we're voting for like M Wave. Girl.
We're voting for MTV Hottest. Vote for that too. I think the other day we were voting for Nickelodeon. I don't know. Like, it feels like there's no day we're not voting.
Really? It really does. And it's like, it's only July. Because people were like, voting season is like a wild. And I'm like, we haven't even gotten to the thick of it yet. Because we ain't even got to the end of the year stuff. Like, oh, girl, oh.
We've already. To be honest, we had the Billboard Music Awards. I missed that. Like the tag. I missed that tag. And then I don't know if we had another one. They just keep piling up on each other. Like one over the other over the other.
So, in regards to the best K-pop category, the VMAs, this is a new category. They came out with this year.
Shocker.
Oh, yeah. I expected it. Who shocked? Who shocked? I expected. As soon as I logged on, I saw it. I was like, yeah. Totally saw this. Yeah. So, along with War with Love by BTS being nominated, we also have, am I gonna read out these nominations? I guess why not? Who cares? So it's BTS Boy with Love, Blackpink Kill This Love, EXO Tempo, Monsta X featuring French Montana, Who Do You Love, NCT 127, Regular, Tomorrow by Together, Cat and Dog. So these are the nominations for Best K-pop.
And what is it? Like, what is it? Just best K-pop? What best K-pop song? Best K-pop?
Well, this is the VMAs. So VMA stands for Video Music Awards. So the VMAs are all supposed to be all about music videos.
Visual?
That's what it's supposed to be about. So yeah. So a lot of people felt like this category was created to pigeonhole Korean artists, not just BTS, but Korean artists. I would definitely say ARMY's way for sure.
Yeah, we did.
Why not Video of the Year? No, they got
exactly
categories. Why not that? Why not? Let me see. Let's see. Song of the Year. Why not Artist of the Year?
the artist of the year.
Why not?
Exactly.
And yeah, and I don't even want to sound like ungrateful, like, or as if like entitled, let's just say. Like, BTS deserves everything. They should be nominated for everything, you know? But this is the VMAs. This is the Video Music Awards. Have you seen BTS's videos?
I know that's ev all that people talk about, like like the visuals when like when you introduce people to BTS's music and they watch their videos, you'll hear the first thing like, "Oh my God, their videos are dope. They're so sick. Like, who does videos like this anymore?"
Right.
So like,
And
and last year they did, I'm pretty sure last year for the VMAs, somebody brought up, I know I brought up like the fact that it's like how tragic it is, like BTS weren't nominated. I mean, forget like all the other categories, but especially like video of the year, they had the whole fake love going. The video was like, oh, top notch. Like they were doing some pretty good things and they were not even nominated.
exactly. And okay, and also let's talk even like in terms of like views, BTS is cranking out
Yeah.
these numbers. Time kind of like when views do matter in regards to the Video Music Awards, because it's literally the music video awards. Like, so in this aspect, like in regards to stuff, like who cares about views? Like, we do try to like break records. Fun, but we it's more so like let's songs, but in regards to like views on video, BTS outranks some of these people that are in this Video of the Year category. The let's keep it funky. Like the cat, like the nominees for Video of the Year, like one of them is Billie Eilish, and I know BTS has more views on their video than Bad Guy does. They have more views on Boy with Love than Bad Guy. So yeah, because I like Bad Guy. Bad Guy's a bop, Jungkook dance to it. We all got our lives. And Old Town Road. I mean, come on, man, come on. But like Jonas Brothers, Sucker. Jonas Brothers, Sucker. Listen, I love Jonas Brothers. I like Jonas Brothers. It's no shade, but BTS got like double the views that Sucker does, or more. It's like, it's not a drag for the Jonas Brothers. That's just keeping it real. I feel like BTS also deserves kind of to be in this category. And like I said, it's not like an entitlement thing, but it really felt like they pigeonholed them by making that K-pop category. So they could say that they nominated them for something without nominating them for something.
Exactly. Like, they don't want to pit BTS for this, like, with the, like, with the Western acts, maybe because they're afraid that, or, I don't know, like, BTS is outdoing. I mean, I don't want to sound, I'm not sounding arrogant or anything, but it is a fact that BTS is, like, outselling, outcharting some of these Western acts, to be honest.
Yes! Yes!
Facts. Like, I'm not being arrogant or anything. These are just plain old facts. The charts, the sales, they don't lie.
Yes.
So, and like, I'm not, like, I don't understand why they're, like, the industry is trying so, so hard to put BTS in this little nicely wrapped K-pop box. And, like, here, like, it's K-pop. And I'm just like, yeah, but you can't. Even people who are not fans of BTS know, like, they're doing big things, you know?
Right. Like, for instance, today, I would say, like, today, there's a girl at my job. She just started. There's a new girl at my job. She's training. She asked me today, what were all of the yellow puppies on my desk? So I have, like, one, like, giant, like, Chimmy plushie, and then I have, like, a Chimmy fan. So she was like, oh, like, what were these? And I was like, oh, you know, she asked me what cartoon was it from. And I was like, oh, not a cartoon at all. I was like, where do we go from here? So I was like, I explained, you know, BT 21 and then BTS. And she was like, oh, BTS. She was like, I listen to nothing but country music. She was like, but I've heard of them. I was like, see?
Exactly.
Now look at that. Now look at that.
Like, the fact that I don't even have to explain who BTS is anymore to people.
Yes!
Like, which, you know, like, the day of the Grammys, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking with a friend, like, he lives, like, all the way back in Kenya, right? So, like, I'm telling him, like, you know, who was in the Grammys, and I happened to mention BTS, and I was about to start texting him, like, oh, BTS is this, and he's like, oh, I know who BTS is, they're pretty dope. And I was like, I was having like a meltdown. I was like, oh my god, I was like, you know BTS, like, of course you know, like, they're so big, like, everyone knows them.
Yes, because you're so used to going through your whole spiel, like, we've been doing it for years. It's like, yes, this is like, a K-pop band, da 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 da.
Write and produce your own music.
Yes, so it's like a whole speech. Yes, you're ready. And so, and now, like, people know who they are. They don't know who, they might not know who everybody else is, but a lot of people know who BTS is.
Like, I've heard of BTS, like, of course you have.
Exactly. And so it's like, I feel like, yeah, they're trying to hold them back. And it does, it feels quite xenophobic. Like, you feel... feeling a little xenophobic over here. It's like, it feels like you're afraid that these guys whose songs are primarily in Korean are going to take over. Because exactly. BTS is like, not like the biggest K-pop band in America right now. BTS is the biggest boy band, period, in America right now. They are sold to Jonas Brothers. Jonas Brothers is back, sucker. It's cute. We like it. Well, I like it. It's like, it's cute. I jam to it. But BTS is all selling them. And Jonas Brothers had bundles. And BTS did not.
True. And they're also the best selling.
And then also, like, yeah. And then, like, album. What?
They're, like, the best selling act in terms of, like, physical albums.
Yeah.
That's BTS. So, like, why are they not being nominated for Artist of the Year and all this, the whole spiel? Because I looked at the nominees for Artist of the Year.
Yes.
I was like, so why BTS was not included in this? Like,
exactly.
Like, I feel like BTS has to work, like, 10 times as harder just to prove. But at some point, I think we've already gotten to the point of the proving thing was 2016.
2017. That was when like we had to prove like, you know, we had to back that up, right? Like we had to back the talk up and everything. I felt like, you know, okay, BTS, like, you know, we gotta do this, but this is 2019. You know, BTS owes doesn't owe anyone. Like they don't have to prove anything to anyone anymore.
Yeah, but I mean,
So
in the world, in this world like that we live in, and like in America, when you're color, especially like a person of color who like does not speak English, like primarily, like your primary, especially like in regards to like music, they try to like pigeonhole you and push you back. Or even like just if you're a person of color, they try to push you back. Like growing up, my mom always told me, you know, as a black girl, to get what other people are, you're gonna have to work twice as hard. You just have to know that. You have to work twice as hard to get to the same spot that this person got to. It
yeah.
sucks, but that's life. And that's your life now because of the world that we live in. And I feel like and it's the same way for BTS. They have to work so hard to just like be, you know, on the
Yeah.
same level with other people that don't have to work, you know, it's hard. And that's not saying, that's not discounting anything from any of the other people that are nominated. You know, it's whatever, that's no shade to them. It's just like, it's kind of like, but it's just like the truth. People of color, you know, we have to work double the amount, you know, just to get
Yeah.
on the playing field with other people. And it's
Definitely.
definitely, yeah, it's that way. Yes, because like even like with these nominees, like Taylor Swift is nominated. Taylor Swift's song just came out, I feel like. It's the one, the newest one, I think the newest one that she has a video for. I don't know. I don't keep up with Taylor Swift like that.
I
But
don't keep up with her, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
which is fine. But dang. So it's like I don't even understand their nominations.
I don't
Because
get them either. No one gets these.
yeah, it kind of feels like it's like based off of who they hope is gonna be at the award show. It's like, but
I
I
mean,
don't know.
I think I was reading something like on Twitter that says it was, I think, about Ariana Grande and how she's not going to be attending the VMAs and how they're going to give her certain awards or something. Because, you know, I heard this is like a like one of those Korean show award like awards where you it's like a more of like attendance. If you attend, you get it. If not, you don't get it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it seems like. That kind of confirms it, I guess.
So
And so I
dang.
don't expect all of these K-pop acts to show up. Or
Will they
what?
show? I don't know. I
Those.
don't know. Like they might. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like not even just like for BTS, but for the other artists as well, they putting you into they pigeonholing you. Should say not you, because y'all making that music. But yeah, they're pigeonholing them. It feels like by putting them into a box, especially like they do the same thing like with the R&B artists. It's like we're gonna put you in this box over here. You got nominated for like for R&B, but you're not gonna get these big. You know, these big awards. And with Best Latin, the heck is Best Latin? What does that even mean? Okay. It's like so, oh, we got Best Latin over here. Like
Oh,
and y'all
it's
just gonna be like in y'all little box as music isn't pop, as if Latin music is not bringing the views. Latin music views be popping. Okay.
those views are like out, like those views are like in the billions.
Yes, but yeah, they put people, they put you in a box,
It's
and so
frustrating.
yeah, it is frustrating, very much so, because it's like what technically what is K-pop? Because I want to say that who do you love song? There's no Korean in that song. I want to say that was in English.
Yeah, it's an English song.
So. Is it K-pop now because they are Korean? Because It's not a Korean song. The whole song is sung in English. So, what?
Like, no one knows. It's like, it feels like they were just like, okay, let's just nominate this person. No, not this person. Yeah, let's just make a category for just this sub genre of music, just so that you know, like, we won't have to put them in other categories, I feel.
Exactly. And I just don't know. And same thing like with the NCT song, because regular, I mean, there is a Korean version of regular, but it's like, are y'all nominating that song? Or is it the regular, the English version? Same thing with Cat and Dog, there's an English version. Which version are we talking about? I guess I'm gonna go with Korean because you didn't specify. I guess to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Also, like, I don't know if it's just me, but the nominees for like K-pop, best K-pop, it felt very like, I don't know, like, how do I call it? It just felt so random.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how they were deciding this. You know, I'm not gonna, I mean, I'm not saying anything about anyone, but the nominees felt, there's some names I was expecting on there, but I didn't see it. So I was like, okay, but to my understanding, this group of people, like, but anyway, I don't know. Like, I don't know how they were. It felt like they were just picking names out of a hat. Like, this
Yeah.
person, this one, this one, nah, this one.
We've heard of this one. Let's put
Yeah,
this one.
just the nominees just felt so out of place. I was just like, okay, I had to think about like, okay, what exactly are they nominating here? Is it the song or
Yeah,
is
is
it
it like what?
the
Because like
video? I don't know here. Like, these nominees are very random.
and dog, I don't know, because I haven't been pretty really keeping up with Tomorrow by Together, like kinda sorta. But like did Cat and Dog like outperforming Crown? Like did it outperform Crown? Like what? Like don't get me wrong, Cat and Dog slaps. Like
Oh, that's my jam. Like, you know, I always like, I always bark at the end. Goofy, goofy, goofy. I just
I
can't.
don't. You already know how I feel about that, Brock.
I be barking all the time. I'm just like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
I'll be like, yo, but before that, I'm hype. I'm in. That's the jam. I still feel like Blue Orange Age was disrespected. Blue Orange Age should have been a single, but you know, it's fine because that is the real bop. But it's fine. It's fine. I'm still low key saucy. Blue
Plus,
Orange
we're gonna
Age.
get more music in the future, so let's just wait.
Blue
Just
Orange
wait.
Age is an MV. Listen. I'm not even, I don't know, I don't think Tomorrow X Together's named their fan base yet. I'm not a texter. I'm an army, but I'm just gonna speak out and say Blue Orange 8 is bop. It's a bop. Deserves an MV. Deserves.
Deserves.
Deserves. But I mean, it's whatever. Yeah, but this list just and we're like off of that in regards to voting. Because let's talk about this. Because I've seen some things on Twitter in regards to the, how people want to go about voting.
Yes.
And I want to say, first off, you do you and you do what you want to do. This is just
Yeah.
my opinion. My opinion is that I'm gonna vote. I am gonna vote. I understand those who don't want to vote for the reason that they feel like BTS is being pigeonholed and they feel that this category is the, you know, xenophobic and racist, because that is definitely some people's feelings. And they're like stuffing them and shooing them off. All everybody in this category, not just BTS. That's how armies are feeling. And
Probably.
so yeah, and so some people don't want to vote and they're boycotting it. Boycotting this category, which is perfectly fine. But what I have to say, what I do not understand is why some people are saying that they don't want to vote for BTS because they feel like it's holding them back to vote for them just in this category here because they feel like they're bigger than this category. And so instead, they're going to vote for another group, some Arbaugh together, instead. And they feel like, because they don't want to be says bigger, and they feel like this category is holding them back, or they feel like the category, like I said, is pigeonholing them. And so they're going to vote for Tomorrow by Together instead. I'm sorry. No. I do
Me
not. Do not use another group as a pawn. If you truly believe that Tomorrow by Together deserves the award, both of them, you vote for who you want to. But do not vote to me. I would not vote. Let me not tell you, do not vote, because you do what you want to do. You're grown. Or maybe you're not. I don't know. But you do what you want. But I would not vote for another group and like use them as a pawn, because I think that the group that I really want to vote for is too big for this category. I think the group that I really want to vote for is being held back or by this category, or this category to me comes off as racist. So I'm gonna vote for this group instead. What? You can literally skip this category. Like when I vote on my phone, you don't have to vote for every category. So you can just
Yeah.
skip it. Just don't vote. Like if that's how you feel, and I completely understand if that's how you feel, like especially because it was a lot of it being like, well, I feel like it's xenophobic, so I'm not gonna vote for BTS. So I'll just give my vote to Tomorrow by Together instead. So it's like, what? That makes no sense to me. It's like, well, why not just skip it? Or I feel like BTS is being like held back. They're holding them back as like Korean. So I'm gonna vote for Tomorrow by Together. So what you're saying, like, it's fine for Tomorrow by Together to be held back? Like, well, what are we saying here? What are we
I
saying? Like,
don't know. I don't like that.
me neither. So I feel like it would just be best just to not vote. If you're not comfortable with voting for them in the category, then just don't vote.
Yeah. Just skip it.
Don't use another person, use another group as a pawn, and don't like split the vote. Just don't vote, because you're also splitting the vote, so you're making it a little bit harder for us. Because for the ones, we want BTS to have them things, get them trophies.
Yeah.
So a lot of we're voting like grinding our teeth because we're pissed.
The rest of the media is gonna eat that up, like so and so group defeats BTS, shows popularity. You know how they love to like exaggerate these titles.
Oh, there's a new BTS, and also tomorrow she's just looking for a new fresh face. So
Oh, I can't stand you.
because consumers are getting tired, so don't give them that new fresh face. Let's make her write another BTS article. Sorry,
I'm dead.
the shade is strong today, y'all. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, shut up. Oh, Dez.
What?
Oh my God, Lil Nas did a remix of Old Town Road featuring RM of BTS. I'm just watching it now. I just saw it on Twitter.
God. Oh, shut up. Are we all? Oh my God. Are we joking? Are we joking?
No,
Are
I am not. It's we're not joking. Like, this is legit.
Shut up.
We gotta end this. I'm gonna end this. End this, listen to it, and then come back.
Okay, wait. Okay, you guys. Okay, so but just in case the audio did, I'm just freaking out. So, like, we're gonna take a break since the Old Town Road remix has dropped while we're recording
Yep.
with
RM.
RM
Yep.
Namjoon. Shut up.
Shut
So
up. Oh my God.
and then we'll be back. We're gonna go.
Yeah,
We're
we're
gonna
gonna be back. So welcome back to What Goes On BTS. Yeah, so Namjoon and Lil Nas X dropped Soul Town, an Old Town Road remix, and we kind of got too excited over it. So in the last segment, you might hear a lot of screeching, a lot of inhumane sounds were made.
So we apologize for that, but you know, it can't be helped. But yeah, let's dig into this a little bit.
I have nothing. My brain is just a window shutdown sound. Like, I am just down. I literally saw that purple horse hit the floor and was like, should have known. You know, we already kind of predicted it.
Exactly.
Kind of whenever, yeah, you know, we kind of predicted. We saw like the seven horses and we was like, and did it have a purple horse in that picture too? I want to say it. So we were all like, thinking it's BTS. We feeling like it's going to be a BTS remix. And then here we freaking go. I'm literally currently sitting here recording this last segment of the podcast in my cowboy boots. Because I'm from Texas and I'm for real down with that Yeehaw culture. So, like, I listen to country music. I listen to everything. Okay? Like, I own cowboy boots. So, I literally had to hit a two-step to Soul Town Road. Because let me tell you, that Yeehaw culture is real out here, over here. Okay? It's real.
We'll make that video.
We will not. Don't put that out there. Why are you always trying to get me to do stuff?
Because we do. Like, if the audience wants it, make sure y'all demand it. Make sure y'all demand it. And Des, well, you know, because of the nice person she is, she will definitely give you a video.
I will definitely fly to New Jersey and kick you in your shin. I'll fight you. I will fight you. I will fight you.
Des, please stop threatening me.
No. Des will definitely not be doing that. I will definitely not. I'm saying it like I'm talking about somebody else. I will definitely not be doing that. Don't get your hopes up. Is running anything over here besides their mouth.
We want a picture.
I'll give you a picture of my cowboy boots. That's it. I got a picture on my phone right now. It won't even be a new one because I'm about to snatch these suckers off because it's hot and put them right back in the box.
Exactly. If you won't give us a video, give us a picture.
I'll give you a already take literally be of my feet. You get what I give you. Because first of all, you are literally pimping me out. What are you doing? Let's talk about you. What are you contributing? Besides
obviously nothing. Obviously nothing. I just dictate what should be done. And like, you know, that's it.
Let's talk about the song. Let's talk about the
mm-hmm.
My man's hopped on the track and said, Old Town Road? Nah. Old Town Road. Like,
yo, I had that moment. I was like, oh my God, genius.
Yes!
I was like, get it. So I was like, I was pointing. My sister's here with me. I was like, oh my God. I mean, listen, she's like, get it, Soul Town Road. And she gave me this look like, you're canceled. Like,
girl, it's just, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at Twitter, it literally, the trend, Soul Town Road, literally just jumped from number three to number two. We out here. Ooh, let's go.
We love that here. We love our power. Ugh, I love us.
What? Yes. Okay. Now I'm just saying, I got the homies in the bag. I can't. So good. You know, wherever he go, you know, he kind of adapts like a little bit of the accent.
Yeah.
When he was out here, like down here, you know, and kind of like the way he talks anyway, it kind of reminds me like of a southern. So the way he speaks. So it's like, I shouldn't say like a southern accent because some people, let me choose my words wisely. Let's see. Like a southern. He sounds like people in my family. Let's go with that.
Let's go with that.
He sounds like
I want to see this live, to be honest. I want to see him actually mouthing these words.
gonna take my horse to the Soul Town Road. I'm gonna ride
in the back with like
Tae Jungkook, you know, that Yeehaw Nation family. Tae Jungkook.
Why do I feel like Jungkook's gonna be hitting the shoot? Well, like,
oh my god.
Oh, like the wall. He's gonna hit the wall. I got the homies in the bag. Yeah. Go off, Namjoon. Yeehaw.
You're so wrong for that.
Pop-up king.
His voice was so deep. Namjoon.
Delicious.
I was like, okay, but I will still need, like, I don't know what he said. All I heard was, like, Soul Town Road after that. The dude kind of lost me. His voice was so deep. I was like, yeah, like, I was appreciating the voice. And then it got to a point I was like, what did he just say? Like, I don't know. What is he saying? So I'm, like, on Twitter trying to get, like, somebody who, like, heard what he said. All I see is corn. Like going back and forth. No, he didn't say corn. I don't know. He said what? I was like, okay.
Wait. Why is BTS World official tweeting? Oh my gosh. My phone just vibrated. Not right now. Pipe down. Oh man. Busy right now.
Okay. The thing that's like that stood out to me was the homie part. Apparently, like, it's a Korean gardening tool.
I'm dead. So that's why it's spelled like that.
He's a genius.
King of a double entendre. He's the king of it. King of a double entendre. He loves a good double entendre. That dang Namjoon, boy, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
King, I just, wow.
I know.
I'm literally about to Google that.
Can you imagine people already made Twitter accounts?
For what?
I just saw a user saying the homie in the back, like with the actual tool, like with the actually gardening tool, like there's a new account that's been made. Oh, I can't stand armies.
Yo, we are a mess.
I can't stand us. I can't.
Why can't I find it? I want. What kind of gardening tool is it?
Oh, it looks like a. Well, just search it up on Twitter. There's like a tons of pictures on there.
Oh, here we go. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I got it. I had to throw in Korean and then I got there. Because Google wasn't just giving it to me when I spelled it. Because I was wondering, why is it spelled homies like that? And that makes all the sense now.
Mm-hmm. It was just like, wait, maybe he made a mistake. Nope.
No, I thought the genius made a mistake. I was like, oh, maybe they just missed the homies. We're missing E here. No, Namjoon is a damn genius. That's what it is. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I live. Oh, the double entendre thing. Oh my gosh. So the lyrics are. Oh man, dang! How did I lose them that fast?
Why are you always losing stuff when it comes to our recording?
Why are you always trying to get me to do stuff when it comes to our recording? Let's ask the real
because
question.
Because that's my job, duh.
Okay, and it's my job to lose things, apparently. But now I found it. I'm just like Namjoon. We are both Virgos. I stay losing stuff. But I found it. So, the lyrics are, I got the homies in my bag. Yeah, have you heard of that? Yeah, homies made of steel from Korea. It's riding on the farm, ha, grabbing all the corn. We gonna get your money in your backyard. In the words of like Megan Thee Stallion,
Yeah, I heard it the first. I can't like have a straight face when he says that.
what
That
to grab
and
all
part.
the
No,
corn?
there's like a part he says like.
Was really feeling it. Now, you say, oh, it's about to go down. Oh, I was waiting. Oh, I was waiting. When you said, right on all I He's like, we're gonna get that money with my homie in your backyard. Like, basically, like coming to your hood, getting that money, but also the homie is a gardener too. So, also, like, they digging up that money. Like, you know, I feel hustling. The king of talk.
Oh, you just gotta
I'm
love the guy.
standing. I'm standing. I'm standing. Like, we're literally over here. This is not even like, we're not even analyzing the song. Y'all are getting like pure fangirl because, see, this is just brand new. Normally, whenever we talk about songs, you know, we listened, we had to take it in.
Yeah.
We've had time to, you know, figure out, you know, what aspects. Let's talk about the lyrics. Let's talk about, you know, how it made us feel. This is just pure blah,
And
blah, blah, blah. Like, Namjoon is grabbing corn. He is out here. low key going through it on a podcast. We are legit going through the Bangtan struggle. Like, this is it.
exactly.
This is it. It is 11:24 my time, so it's 12:24 your time. We literally record the podcast and we are going through it. It's late as hell. I should be asleep.
You should. I should be asleep too.
Yes. Well, at least you're off some more. I'm not. I gotta go to work. Oh, and the concert happened on Amazon Prime, so and Apple TV. So
I'm actually
there.
added it to the list.
Huh?
I'm gonna make my whole family watch it together.
Oh.
That way they can stop clowning me about it.
What? The movie?
The last time I told my mom like how much I had paid for the concert ticket, she was like, "You're so dumb. You are so dumb. You could have literally sold that ticket for like double the price." I was like, "You know what, mom? You My mom and I, like, yeah, that's a conversation for another day. But anyway, yes, as you were saying.
I don't know. I was just saying that I don't know anything. Namjoon came for the Yeehaw culture. Like, I don't, I have nothing. I am from Texas. Down.
Y'all better plug this everywhere.
Yes, I can't. I'm literally gonna walk into work tomorrow and be like,
Y'all heard?
"So, did you hear?" But yeah, you know what? Let's end it because nothing. Because I'm telling you, I like everything just went on the ground. Soon that beat kicked in, old time road. I said on floor. Like Lil Nas, I know he's not from the South, but like, well, we still enjoy you. We let you have this. We let you rock. We let you have this. You know. But yeah, so let's be. Are you eating?
I'm hungry. God.
Snacking on the podcast. What the hell? Go. No. No. No.
This is why we gotta end it. I haven't eaten the whole day.
No.
You sound like a breathe before you die on me.
I'm trying. You know, I'm giggly like Jimmy. You know that. So I'm halfway out of my chair. I'm like hanging off. Okay. That. Funny to me. Oh my gosh. That was great. The way you're smacking sounded and the way it just like clicked. It was like, man, are you eating? Like, what? Girl, okay. Anyway, so let's.
Yeah, let's be done so I can go eat.
Yeah, so Viv can eat off the podcast and not in your eardrums.
Exactly, because you know I hate smacking. I hate smackers, so you know.
Out here, you out here eating that food, so I'm like, hey, young, I can't. Like, oh, it's good. Okay, so
that was hurts.
I can't stop laughing.
The back of my head hurts.
I'm laughing.
Yeah.
God. Okay.
Okay. We need to end this.
Okay. So that's this week's what goes on BTS. We try to catch you guys up on what goes on with BTS throughout the week. So we'll see you next week.